Save big money on all lawn care products at Menards. Revolutionize your landscaping experience with our dig-free edging, a hassle-free solution that transforms your outdoor space effortlessly. Our innovative edging system is designed for easy setup without disrupting your lawn. Save today on all Mastermark dig-free edging at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
I feel the need for speed.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I love you. It's never having to say you're sorry.
He's looking at you, kid.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
No, I am the father.
I'm Batman.
I'm Spartacus.
Bond. James Bond.
Well, those sounds mean it's time once again to go behind the scenes of another movie classic.
The Irish Republic is a dream no longer. It is daily sealed by the lifeblood of those who proclaimed it. And every one of us, they shoot, brings more people to our side. They cannot imprison us forever. And from the day of our release, Michael, we must act as if the Republic is a fact. We defeat the British Empire by ignoring it.
The late Alan Rickman as Eamon de Valera in a scene from Neil Jordan's Michael Collins from 1996. An apt choice for today's broadcast from Cork as part of our summer tour. And to tell us all about it, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. This is a difficult one to take on because everybody has an opinion about it and everybody is suddenly a historian. Irish people are so divided on what the film is about. But it was written and directed by Neil Jordan, starring Liam Neeson as Michael Collins, Aidan Quinn as Harry Boland, Stephen Ray, Alan Rickman there, as we heard, Eamon de Valera writing his letter to Michael Collins, Julia Roberts as Kitty Kearn and Ian Hart. Like, it just had the cast from heaven, Brendan Gleeson, Sean McGinley, Jerry McSorley, Charles Dance. So after he delivered his hit film, Interview with the Vampire, 1994, Neil Jordan, which was starring Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, the studio head, David Geffen, asked him what he wanted to do next. And Jordan unearthed a script that he had written 12 years earlier, Michael Collins. And Neil Jordan said himself of Michael Collins, early death is a great thing. You can be everything to everybody. And I think those are very, very wise words, typical wise words from Neil Jordan. He's a bit of a genius. So, and with this film, as I said, everyone becomes a historian, an expert on the politics of the time. And before a single frame of the film was shot, it was already controversial. And the Gardaí had to come to Neil Jordan's house to check, was there a bomb under his car, because he was being threatened. Because the film opens after the disastrous defeat of the Irish rebels in 1916, and Michael Collins develops new strategies for the independence of Ireland. His tactics include what is now recognised as urban guerrilla tactics and organised assassinations of the Irish who worked as informers for the UK government and then members of British intelligence. And although Collins was conflicted about the necessity of this violent course, by 1921, the British were willing to negotiate. So Éamon de Valera, the Sinn Féin president, sent the reluctant Collins to London to negotiate a settlement. And when Collins returned with a compromise of a partitioned Ireland, he was vilified by de Valera. Now, Collins always knew that that was going to be the case. He knew it was a setup. And so that's where the film really takes its dramatic heart, and it runs with it. And the scale of it is so magnificent. Mm. It's a huge, huge historical epic. And they really, Neil Jordan made such a meal of it, and it was so right. Like, in the lead up to that, Michael Cimino, who had made The Deer Hunter, he wrote a script and was involved in pre-production on a film about Michael Collins in the early 90s with Gabriel Byrne. Cimino was fired because of budget concerns, and that was sort of the curse of Cimino's career. Then Kevin Costner was also interested in developing a movie about Collins. Back in the 60s, Richard Harris and Kevin McLaury had planned a Michael Collins biopic, and Robert Redford spent some time in Dublin in the National Library. He was researching a Michael Collins film, and I remember seeing him rambling into the Bailey at the time and people wondering, what on earth is Robert Redford doing here? And also, how come he's so short? People couldn't believe that he was only like 5'7".
Well, that's the big screen for you. It does tend to amplify. Tell me this, Bill. We've another scene, and this time it's Liam Neeson, who I think is from Ballymena, but having a go at Michael Collins' Cork accent.
They can jail us. They can shoot us. They can even conscript us. They can use us as cannon fodder in the Somme. But, we have a weapon more powerful than any in the whole arsenal of their British Empire. And that weapon is our refusal. Our refusal to bow to any order but our own. Any institution but our own. Our friends at the Royal Irish Constabulary would like to shut me up. Jail me again. Shoot me. Who knows? But I'd like you to send them a message. If they shut me up, who'll take my place? Who's going to take my place? I can't hear you. Who'll take my place? If they shut you up.
Now, that was a pretty good electioneering by Michael Collins. The cast universally, virtually, was terrific. Alan Rickman, who would have thought he could carry off De Valera, did it brilliantly. But Katie Kiernan.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts.
Well, Mary Louise Parker, another American actress, was at the point of being signed for the part of Kitty. And Neil Jordan got a call from Julia Roberts, who at the time was the most successful woman in Hollywood, and she threw her hat in the ring. And that kind of suited the studio. So Julia Roberts suddenly was parachuted into the part of Kitty Kiernan. And yeah, she was her soft way of speaking Irish. Yeah.
Now, the film itself, critically acclaimed, I'm sure, by some on one side of the argument, because Dev was the villain of the piece, really. How did it do internationally? It awards season, and did it wash its face as an expensive movie?
Well, it went to the Venice Film Festival, and it won the Golden Lion, and it also got nominated for Best Original Screenplay, Best Original Cinematography and Best Score at the Oscars. Now, it's very hard to get a handle on how it did financially. It cost 25 million. 10 to 12% of that was put up by the Irish Film Board. The studio put up the rest of the money. And I have searched and searched to try and find how much did it make. And it's a state secret. I don't know.
The final point was about the film censor, Seamus Smith, giving it a PG rating. A movie such as this with lots of violence and mayhem might not have got a PG. But Seamus did give his reasons.
He did. He issued a press statement defending his decision, claiming that the film was a landmark in Irish cinema and that he believed, because of the subject matter, parents should have the option of making their own decision as to whether their children should see the film or not. Because, yes, it was very violent, but magnificently so. And it needed to be to get the epic scale and to get the horror of what war is like. So, like, it was quite fantastic. The funny thing, too, was the number of Irish actors who tried out for the part of De Valera, because Neil Jordan just felt they were all playing a stereotype. And so there was kind of a big tut-tut-tut in the Irish theatrical and film circles when it was announced that he was bringing Alan Rickman in to play De Valera. But in fact, Alan Rickman did a magnificent job.
Yeah.
And so many other actors were wanting to play, like, the part of Harry Boland. Matt Dillon and Adam Baldwin had come in to try and play that part. So when Neil Jordan was settling on who the cast was, he really did settle on a very strong cast. And as you say, the only weak link was Julia Roberts.
Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew stains and hard to stick surfaces, preparing your paint project has never been easier than with Bullseye 123. Zinsser Bullseye 123 Primer is an all purpose, high performance, water based primer for interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.